The following media was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah!
Hey there, Delilah, what's it like in New York City? I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty. Yes, you do.
Yes, you really.
Times Square can't shine as bright as you. I swear it's true. Hey there, Delilah, don't you worry about the distance. I'm right there if you get lonely. Give this song another listen. Close your eyes.
Listen to my voice, it's my disguise. I'm by your side. Rudy.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well then, welcome back to episode, first. Welcome back to episode 101. Split Croatia, yay. Globally local FM.
Woo!
Let's fucking go. Right, this is a podcast where we, every episode, are in a different location in the world and we just do a little radio show about it. Do we do a good job? Hell yes. Are we factual? Of course. Are we informational? Well, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Should you trust us with life advice? Hell yeah!
I mean, if you couldn't trust us with life advice, we wouldn't be going doing these hurricane earthquake checklists, you know?
That's so true. And the monkeys and whatnot.
That's right, people. We didn't tell you to go into a ravine with a crocodile, and that means we're responsible. So just keep that in mind when you listen to these.
But just think about it. That could be your next prince, all I'm saying.
So go give him a smooch is what you're saying?
Exactly.
Well, my advice on the record is don't go kissing crocodiles because you don't know...
Do
if they
crocodiles
will just
have
bite
lips?
Your throat.
Think about that. Do they have lips? I don't think so. If you can't pucker
like
them,
would.
You don't have them.
I don't know if I agree with that.
You can quote me on that.
I think that's not sound, Rudy. I think that's not a good opinion.
What do you mean? If you can't pucker the lips, then you don't have them.
Well, dogs have lips, right?
And they
but they can't pucker them.
Yo, they can't. Have you not seen a dog go like horses do?
Not really, no. Is that a thing?
Have you seen... Okay, you know what I'm describing by horses.
Yeah, I know what a horse is, Rudy, if that's what you're asking.
No, not that. Like, how they use their lips. They always... They're like... they like make faces at you.
Sure. Yeah. That's like when they eat?
Yeah, well, they kind of move. Well, they try to, I guess, like round up the grass with their lips and then like bite with the teeth. But the way they do it, it's like, it looks like how do I even say, like almost like a vacuum cleaner that just goes around like.
Yes, really. Very good. If I had to describe one... If I had to use one word to describe a horse, it would be vacuum cleaner. And I would be wrong because that's two, unfortunately.
Well, at least you're self-aware. All right, hit me with it.
Yes.
But you don't have your pact?
Well, I don't introduce him like that, Rudy. I say, well, Rudy, you know what makes me think about horses? Doing the splits. And when I think of gymnastics, I think of Croatia. And right now we are in Split, Croatia, which happens to be a fortunate coincidence. Now, facts, Rudy, facts. Did you know Croatia is a southeastern European nation on the Adriatic Sea? Rudy, did you know that?
Yes.
Very good, very good. Did you know that Split is on the southern end of the country?
Yes, I've been there.
Did you know that it's... Oh, how was it?
Decent.
Okay, did you know it's the second biggest city in the country?
I did not know it's the second biggest, no. I thought it was the biggest.
Well, keep that in mind, Rudy, for the rest of this episode. Zagreb.
Zagreb, okay.
Rudy, did you know, and this is a really important one, I almost visited in 2020. Did you know that?
Why almost?
Because I didn't.
Oh, wow. Really? Really?
So, I was planning a vacation with my friends group, and it was between Split or going to Bari in Italy, and we ended up going to, well, Italy.
Well, you know what? Base choice, and that's how it should be. And you know what? I know you had a great time, so good for you.
Thank you. Rudy, did you know that it's a big tourist destination? I guess you would, since you were a tourist and that was your destination.
You guessed correct. Point for you.
Thank you. And that was it. That's it. That's all the facts. There's nothing more to it. That's all you need to know.
I'm sure nothing else will pop up in the quiz afterwards.
I'm sure there won't be anything extra now. And I'll have a quick look.
Yeah, no. Henry, I want the beef of the week. It's been so long since there's been their beef of the week, and you're such a problematic person, I would expect you to have another one soon.
That is not true. We had a beef of the week last recording.
Last recording episode was 2 episodes ago, and the beef of the week there was kind of bleh.
Okay, I have a beef of the week. Now, I do have to open up a different file for that, so just bear with me. I just need to remember what it was
about. You have them just stored up?
Oh, yeah, just write them down. Here's beef of the week. Shit being closed on public holidays. I'm sorry, but it's a public holiday for me, not for you. And therefore, I expect your store to be open.
Wow. No, I mean, like, okay, to an extent, I kind of, like, without being, like, shallow, I kind of get it. Because, if there's a job that makes you work, like, basically, how do I say this? Like, bogs you down, and then in the end of the day, you have no strength left of going shopping, let's say. Because it is a mentally exhausting activity. Yes. And then the only time you could go is a public holiday, and then the store is closed. It's kind of a bummer.
Yes. It's not that I don't think other people deserve holidays. It's more that a public holiday, which is an extra holiday, and then there's nothing open, basically. And then, like, what am I supposed to do on that day? I just stay home usually and then do stuff on other weekend days. I just think it's kind of annoying. I just think that's annoying. I think that's a fair beef. You know, I want to go shopping. I want to go to the cafes, but then the cafes are closed. The bakeries are closed. Not all of them, but some of them. And the supermarkets are always closed on public holidays.
Well,
it's just annoying.
I'm sure great deal many people would agree with you on this opinion.
Yes. And now, Rudy, I even have a veal of the week, which is a young beef. It's a small one. But if you work in a bakery, you should be able to operate a bread slicer. Thoughts?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, based on an experience yesterday, I went to a bakery. My guy asks... Sliced, I say. Sir, you already know the answer to that, of course. And he looks me in the eye and says, no problem. So he grabs the bread, he tosses it in the slicer. It starts slicing. I can see it's getting stuck there. I'm from behind the counter. I'm looking at that bread. That boy is stuck. He's standing there next to the slicer, like waiting for it to come. I can see it's not coming. It's stuck. It's slicing in place. He starts putting his hands in there, squishing the bread. God. And I'm like, buddy... Like, I don't care if you chop your hands off, but my bread is going to get squished if you do that. And that's not on. End of the day, I get the bread. It was squished, indeed, because he had to sort of force it through the slicer. So I just think that was subpar.
So he just basically molested bread in front of your eyes and you were hopeless, helpless, and could not do anything about it.
Yeah, sort of.
The bread was looking at you like, help me! Henry, help me!
Yes, that is a very good visual, Rudy. But like, in Belgium, there's like bread slicers in the supermarkets that you can operate yourself. So I know it's not that difficult. The bread slicer, it's just disappointing, Rudy. This bread is now squished and I will eat it. But I'm just got it, is all.
You know what? I think you should go to the lad and be like, can I get 5 minutes behind the counter just to showcase something to you? And just make the most, like, perfectly sliced bread ever.
Well, I might do that sometime, Rudy. I still have a couple days here. Although tomorrow is another public holiday, and God knows they're going to be closed during that, so...
What are you celebrating, Easter?
Yes.
I thought Australians don't deserve that.
Well, now we also know when this episode was recorded, tragically. You know, I wanted to keep it a secret for all the dear listeners, but... Now, yes, everybody, this is recorded on Easter, basically. I'm sorry.
Because we are no life incels and we have no other plans but to record this podcast on Easter.
Well, I guess that's how it goes.
Well, listen, when Jesus rises, so do we. So let's get into the news.
Okay, Rudy, may I kick off?
Go ahead.
Okay, I actually have an article, which might be my favorite article ever, genuinely.
Oh!
And that is, the Croatian language gains new words.
Okay. So,
three new words are entering the Croatian dictionaries after the annual celebration of the Croatian language, during which a competition is hosted where people submit their suggestions for Croatian words, which are currently loan words. So does that make sense?
Ish, yeah, they become official. They've been using it before, but now they become official, okay.
But it's not just like a loan word becoming official. It's they make a Croatian version of the loan word, and that becomes official.
Yeah.
So, 412 words were submitted, 29 became finalists, and 3 were awarded as winners. First place, prezutnik. Is the word. Would you like to guess, Rudy, what it means?
Yeah, that was quite the word, huh? Well, I mean, sounds like Sputnik. Is it a satellite?
Close. The word was suggested as an alternative to VAR, the virtual football assistant referee.
What the hell? Say again?
So it's when in football, if like someone gets a red card, but they actually shouldn't have gotten one, there's a virtual referee that's watching that shows the replay to the actual referee and say, hey, you probably should change your choice. And then the referee watches that footage back and changes their mind, theoretically.
Theoretically, so it doesn't happen that often.
It doesn't always happen. But it's like sort of if there's a decision which is close or controversial, they'll sort of make the referee review it and confirm what they want to do with it. So sometimes they might change their mind, sometimes they might not.
Okay. All right. So that's one.
That's the winner. Second place, Dovatnica or Dovatnica. I don't know how you pronounce these people. I didn't look it up. I'm sorry. Now, what do we think that means, Rudy?
Dovatnica? No idea, honestly.
Very
nothing
close.
Comes to mind.
It's a new word for a widget. So like a phone screen, like... widget.
Okay. Well, I have to think more modern. I'm also chronically offline all the time, so this is rigged against me from the get-go, but okay, let's go.
These are pretty modern. And there's one in here that didn't win, but that I will read because I think you'll enjoy it. Third place, Narupno.
Narupno?
Narupno.
Well, you said that I would enjoy it.
Not this one.
Oh, the fuck you put a fire. Okay, then that one. What is a very common thing nowadays that's semi new? A word for a meme.
I don't know.
That's
okay,
my guess.
Rudy? Oh, a word for a meme. So this would be the Croatian word for meme, basically, is what you're saying. It's actually a replacement for the German loan word nakant. But as a German-speaking person, I don't know what that means. That's not a word to me.
So, whatever.
So, I don't know.
Whatever. And what's the one I would like?
These ones didn't win, but I think you would like them. First is Brusovit, which is a short form video, basically a TikTok, right? Brusovit.
Okay.
Then you've got Gladolute, which means hangry, like hungry and angry.
Uh-huh.
And then, Rudy, you've got Raz Yaritsa, which is? What word starts with R, Rudy?
With R?
Yes. And you use it a fair amount.
Oh, I use it a fair amount. Starts with R. Rambunctious.
Rage bane.
Oh. I use it a lot.
I hear you say it. Oh, a lot more often than I've said it.
Because I probably whine about it. Yeah. Yeah. Fair. Fair, 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 fair.
So there you go. That was my article.
Great. Lovely. Now moving on to the actual business. Henry?
Yes.
Lock in. We don't talk about this often, but it's an obsession of mine.
Uh-huh.
We actually almost never, yes. All I have to say is,
yeah.
Open the door. Get on the floor.
No.
Everybody do the dinosaur.
Okay. Meaning?
The discovery! A sinkhole opened up next to a road between the villages of Lechevica and Kladnice in the Dalmatian hinterland, Zagora, revealing what appeared to be giant, unnatural-looking bones. The mystery thickens. Wild speculation! The finding immediately sparked the locals' imagination, with rumors spreading that the bones could belong to an undiscovered dinosaur species, a mammoth, or even a mythical giant like a yeti.
No.
The scientific verdict. Zoologist Tino Milat stepped in to debunk the myths, identifying the discovery as a well-known geological and paleontological phenomenon called Dalmatian bone breca, or brecia, something like that, a double C. The real origin, of course, means that rather than mystical beasts, the bones belong to various ordinary animals from the Upper Pleistocene era. Their remains accumulated in caves or were washed into the pits by water torrents, eventually fossilizing into the solid rock bone mixture seen today.
So,
and here they thought they found like a dragon.
Well, I feel like it's always like, oh my god, it's like a yeti, but then the actual answer is that it's like way cooler. Why do we need to make this shit up, people? You got a flopping dinosaur there.
Well, no, the point is it's not a dinosaur. It's like...
Okay, well, you got something closer to a dinosaur than what you got now. How about that, Rudy?
Well, actually, no, closer to us in time.
Okay, you got something. You got a couple bones. You got a few bones in there, Rudy. That's more than I can say about any pit that I've ever dug.
I watched the new dinosaur show, the one directed by Steven Spielberg and Morgan Freeman voiced it. Mm-hmm. Damn, man, dinosaurs are kind of cool. I feel like it would be cooler if they would be here now.
I feel like I would disagree with that.
Why? Why would you disagree with me?
I wouldn't really want to see dinosaurs running. I think dinosaurs are cool. I don't need to see them running across my fields.
I don't know if we had this conversation on the podcast, but Henry, Jurassic Park, would you go?
I don't know. It's kind of hard because it would be cool, but also, I don't know. Probably yes, I guess, ultimately.
I think I would, bro, I would have the monthly or yearly subscription, whatever they would offer. I'd be in that bitch 24/7.
That would be very expensive, I would have to assume.
They would have to put me in the same habitat as the dinosaurs.
Right.
Me out like, here, listen, I have day plans already. In the morning, tea with Triceratops. Lunch with a T-Rex. Then in the afternoon, lazily grazing upon the upper fern trees with a Brachiosaurus. And then, by the evening, we've been chilling in a river with a Spinosaurus.
I feel like...
Me and my besties like right there.
A Brachiosaurus would be cool to have still around, because they're just like big, chill dudes with long necks. It's like a giraffe almost.
Yeah, the reason why they were so big, though, it's kind of like completely defeats the purpose, so that there's a, like, they wouldn't... Like, the only way where they couldn't exist... I can't speak. The only place where they could really... exist and that makes sense is either the Amazon or the what's it called, the Red Forest in America. with very, very tall trees. Because the reason they were that tall, at least in the documentary, they said, literally because back then, as it turns out, Henry, grass was not a thing. So they had to eat their leaves and things from the trees, and the trees were very high. So they had to evolve to be that high. Smoke weed
every day. Well, if we start removing grass from everywhere and start planting redwood trees all over the place, we might be able to get them back.
That's true. Do people still plant redwood? Like, I know it's a protected area, but like, do they try to expand it or?
Probably not. I can't imagine, because like, imagine like a tree like that has like a massive root system as well, right? So you would sort of have to plant it in like a very
protected area. Would kind of be cool if you ask me.
I agree, but it's not really a residential thing.
Yeah, but I would want to have one in my backyard.
Okay, Rudy, we can skip my second article because it's cool, but it's not necessary.
Oh, well, I mean, we can give it like 2 minutes.
Okay, I'll speedrun my second article.
Sure.
What are they doing here? Question mark. Tropical fish have been appearing on Croatian coastlines in the Adriatic Sea. This is unusual, as this part of the Adriatic is the coldest part. It is suspected that the warming sea temperatures affected by global warming is bringing these fish into these unknown territories. Several new to the area species have been spotted and have even managed to pass through the colder winter months. Now, it's not known how the fish have arrived, but the theories are by themselves, by falling off other boats, or by getting redistributed from aquariums. Researchers are calling for the public to report any sightings of these rare fish so that they can track them. And they also warn that these fish could have a dangerous result on the existing ecosystem. As invasive species.
So these fish might be tourists. And now again, we get to a story where these fucks, paparazzi, are like, yo, you see this bitch? Take
so
a picture
true,
of it. Why can't we leave these animals alone is what I'm saying.
So true. They're just doing a cultural exchange. And instead of that, people are asking him to take pictures, report
fish
him,
out there
him.
From the Fish New York of the Great Barrier Reef. They're just doing exchange. Their society, you know, like it's you know, you're young, you want to see the world. You go to Split, and they're like, ah, bash him on the head with the shit.
Average researcher.
Literally, that's what marine biologists do, you know. To really like get to the bottom of the thing, gotta kill it first.
All right, well, Rudy, do you have a second article, or are we going on to the odd?
It is the odd.
Okay.
Henry, dinner's almost ready. Can you come downstairs?
Not now, Mom. I'm in the middle of my online video game.
Henry, I'm not going to repeat myself. Come downstairs now,
or face my wrath.
Man, I wish I could just live by myself. I wouldn't have to worry about dinner time anymore.
Well, wish no longer. With our innovative new housing scheme, you can become independent earlier than ever before. Just call us up and state your budget, and we will find the right place for you. What's that? You don't have enough money because you're a teenager who has never had a job? Worry not. We have market entry level prices for all types of demographics. Enjoy a range of cardboard box in a park, cardboard box under a bridge, or even cardboard box in an alley near a restaurant dumpster where fresh food gets thrown out regularly. We have it all. Your life of luxury awaits. That's our future in real estate, Rudy. That's us.
I was about to say that ad is actually probably the most prevalent ad we've ever made for this podcast. That's us right there. And you know what? That box, €700 per month rent without utilities.
Probably. Oh boy.
All right, well, Rudy.
Let's see what we've learned today then, shall we?
Well, let's, Henry.
How do you pronounce the city that we're in today in Croatian?
Split.
One more time.
Split.
Nice try, Rudy. It's actually Split.
That's Did not you know true.
That is true. That is apparently.
You didn't say it like that.
Split. I didn't say it like that earlier because I was speaking in English, but in Croatian, Split.
Well, you did not specify.
What, in the question?
Yeah.
You could run the tapes back 1 minute ago. I said, how do you pronounce Split in Croatian? I said, how do you pronounce the city that we're in Croatian?
I don't know if you're in Croatian. I don't know, Henry. I don't know.
Rudy, what industry is the town of Split well known for?
No, you know what? I will get this. You didn't tell me, but I will get this. It's
I did
known
tell you.
For tourism. That's
not, yes, Rudy.
Yes. That's not what I would think when you ask that kind of question, though. But whatever. Yes, tourism.
Rudy, what rank is Split in the biggest cities list of Croatia? Does that make sense?
2.
Very good, Rudy. Very good, very good. And now this
you
is a toughie.
You ask these questions in such a way, like that, oh, you.
What? Okay, I'll say I phrased this one a bit weirdly, but if you get the question, then it's a pretty easy one. Anyway. Rudy, this is a toughie, admittedly, but this one, if you were paying attention, you would have gotten this one.
Son of a bitch.
What is the Croatian word for rage bait that I mentioned earlier?
Oh my, rage bait. I liked it, but that was not an easy thing to remember.
It was.
It ended on an A.
Very good. What did it start with?
Z?
Wrong. It started with an R.
R.
It's...
Wait, what? Really?
Yeah.
I thought R was the how you explain it to me in English, but okay. Yeah, so what was the word? I will not remember it.
It was Razjarica. Razjarica.
Uh-huh.
So now when somebody's trying to rile you up, you can say, are you Razjaricaing me? And they'll be like, I don't speak Croatian,
like,
so I don't know what that means.
And they'll be like, okay, this man, asylum.
That's so true.
It's like those cats, Henry. You! Yes, you! To the asylum!
Oh, no. Okay. Rudy, my local business recommendation is the Blue Eyes Cafe Bar, where the only place is Split where they'll only let you in if you have blue eyes. The rest of you fuckers better go find a different place. This is only for the cool kids.
I guess I'm a cool kid. Local business from my side, the Flag Pub. Why? Because I did not read it as that at first. I read it at pub named after a slur, and as a representative of said slur, I thought it was kind of funny. Listen, if somebody would name a pub like that, you already know the owner is gay. Like,
right.
You already know that that's like coming from that side, you know?
Sure. All right. My radio recommendation is Radio Campus 104 FM because it was the only one with a bit of a relaxed beach vibe going. And it seems that was Rudy's as well.
Radio Campus FM 104 indeed, where them darn liberal students listen to the darn rock and then roll, then oh, don't even get me started. You little.
Sorry.
For party rocking, huh?
So true.
Oh, look at him. He's smiling like he just stepped in warm shit.
Oh. That is a bad thing to say. I would be scowling if that's the case. All right, Rudy. It's time to wrap her up.
Indeed. Thank you so much for listening to Globally Local FM episode 101. Split, Croatia. Brought to you by Tomov. Huzzah! Right. If you'd like to give us feedback, you can do that on Spotify or find me on Instagram at 000RUDIS000. So 000s, Rudis 000s. You can also find Henry.
I'm photographing fish in the ocean. Or otherwise, you can find me at the email globallylocalfm@gmail.com.
That's correct. And we'll see you next time in...
In Ljubljana, in Slovenia.
It's pronounced Ljubljana.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. You look like you're bullshitting. I'm not going to claim that I know.
I... I ain't bullshitting.